If you have your Bibles, go ahead and turn to the book of Luke, chapter 15. Luke, chapter 15. I'm certainly thankful to be here tonight. This is our first service since the new year, 2018. It still don't sound right saying that yet, 2018. Still trying to write that, and not get mixed up with 2017. We're thankful we could be here, and really no place we'd rather be than right here at Clear Branch. I know we've scheduled for revival for the new year, and of course the Lord just, He has His hand in everything. Even as preparing for the revival, I thought, I'm going to miss being with my home church here, and church a pastor for the first week of the year. And the Lord fixed that where I could be here, and I'm thankful. We are looking forward to being in revival soon. Probably about to mid-February is when they're looking at having that. And of course, Brother Brandon's here tonight. He'll be with you then, Lord willing, unless he gets busy real quick. But we're glad that he and his family and Brother Allen, his family, could be here as well. Luke chapter 15, we'll begin reading with verse 11. And he said, a certain man had two sons. And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with righteous living. When he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in the land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. When he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. I will arise and go to my father and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose, came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. The son said unto his father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said unto his servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found, and they began to be merry. Now his elder son was in the field, and as he came and drew nigh to the house, he heard music and dancing. And he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said unto him, thy brother is come, and thy father hath killed a fatted calf, because he hath received him safe and sound. And he was angry and would not go in. Therefore came his father out and entreated him. And he answered, said to his father, lo, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgress I at any time thy commandment. And yet thou never gavest me a kid that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as this thy son was come, which hath devoured thy living with harlots, thou hast killed for him the fatted calf. And he said unto him, son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. It was meet that we should make merry and be glad, for this thy brother was dead and is alive again and was lost and is found. Well, cease reading. Let me say this. We get started. Happy New Year to everyone here. I'm sure we all looking for a fresh, happy, productive New Year. Generally about this time, we all have a little bit of zeal about us. And, we're busy. We're throwing away our old calendars and get the new calendars in, and we're writing down new dates, and we're circling new dates in the calendar, and we're writing down fresh plans that this is what we're going to do, Lord willing, we'll do this, that, and the other. And I went through my Bible today, Brother Mike, and I cleaned out a bunch of notes that I had stuck all over the place. And, you know, just with the idea, you know, I want to let's start fresh and look to this year that God would bless the new year. You know, as I thought about that, and Freddie, here I am, you know, let's start fresh and let's look fresh. The Lord put this story on my heart. And I tell you, that is one of the stories we probably read and preach from more than any other story in Scripture. And so I'm going to ask you tonight, let's look at it. Let's try to look at it with a fresh outlook on the story. The prodigal son, he was looking for new horizons. He got tired of the daily grind. He got tired of being, you know, there at Father's house all the time. He was tired of looking to the Father and getting commandments from the Father. If you notice the second son, he said, you know, all this time I've been with you and I have not transgressed any time thy commandment. It's hard to believe. That's very hard to believe that there was not a time, Brother Jake, when that other son didn't transgress at some point. And yet that's the way he felt, that I have not transgressed at any time thy commandment. And we'll look at that a little bit in a moment. But, you know, this prodigal son, he's looking out and he said, you know, I want you to go ahead and divide to me my inheritance. And I don't want to wait until you've passed away, until you're gone. I want mine now. And so he comes into a little money. You know, that can get us excited temporarily, can't it? You come into a little money and, you know, maybe you're not used to a little money and a little money comes your way and you get excited about that. And so he comes in. We don't know how much it was. It could have been $1 million. It could have been, you know, just a few months worth of, I guess, a paycheck. But we find him and now he's come into a little money and he travels to a far country. Everything's new. He goes to this far country and there, Brother Allen, he meets some new friends. He's got a new way of dealing with that. He no longer has father looking over his shoulder. He no longer has the rules of his father and the commandments there, so he can do what he wants to, and he has new friends, and he tries some new things. It's not long he finds himself in want. He finds himself at the bottom of the barrel. He finds himself looking over into the hog trough, and you know, as I look at this and I see a young man. We all know how things are, and you know, young people grow up and they get too big for their britches, so to speak, and they get looking out into the world, and this is what I want to do, and this is, you know, the plans I want to make. And as I see him ask for this money, ask for his inheritance, and I see him going to this far-off country, and we see him go, and he makes these new friends, and he goes, and he's with these harlots that his brother at least mentions here. In all of this, there's no mention of the father anywhere. Brother Alton, his plans were to get as far away from the father as he could get. To go just as far away as he could. He goes into a far away land. He didn't go to the city next door. He didn't go to the city where maybe they go into town to shop. He got as far away from him as he possibly could get. You know, as many Christians, I believe, that are looking at a new year. And looking at a new year with maybe some zeal. Maybe they look back at 2017. Maybe that's where you are. You look back at 2017 and you see some disappointment and you see some things that maybe you would have done different and you see some things that you would have liked to have done. And maybe you feel like that there's got to be some changes. I want to make some changes. I want to do some things that maybe I haven't done before. Maybe here you are tonight and you're not just clearing your daily calendar, but you're making plans. New plans. And maybe those new plans, you forgot to consider the Father in making those plans. And I just want to encourage us, and I know I'm at Clear Branch tonight, and this is yet this is the message that God has placed on my heart. And as we make our plans, we need to understand God needs to be at the very forefront of those plans. The journey apart from God may look exciting. It may look tempting. But listen, the path apart from God leads to the hog pen. It leads to the bottom of the barrel. Whenever we start making plans and we don't put God at the very front of those plans, we start making plans that we feel like will be good for us, something that will make me happy, something that might benefit me, something that might get me ahead, something that I might enjoy, and we fail to put God in those plans. The hog pen is down the road. You know, the second son, let's look at him just a minute. While his brother took his money, he went on his way. The Bible said he divided up the living between the boys. So he gets his. He stays here and he focuses on service. But I want you to get that, and there's a real fine line here I want us to see, and that is he focused on service. He focused on his personal goodness. And he forgot the liberty that he had with the Father. He didn't realize that. He forgot that he was heir to all that the Father had. And there's many times as Christians we can get so caught up in the service that we forget about the liberty we have in the Father, in Christ. And we can get to a point where we're just going through the motions. We can get to the point where we're just doing, but we're not really, we don't understand and we're not considering why we're doing, we're just doing. We're just going. We're just serving. We're just going to church because that's what we always do. We just, you know, try to read a little bit because that's what we always do. Or pray because that's what we've always done. The flaw that I see in this young man is evidently he didn't have communication with the Father. That he didn't communicate the way that he should with his father. Because the father said, son, you've been here all the time. Everything that I have is yours. You haven't asked. The first son wasted his life with righteous living. And he ran and made new friends, but when the money ran out, so did the friends. The second son, he had it all, but he didn't communicate with the father like he should. The first son had no one to have compassion on him. The second son didn't realize the love of the father, though he experienced it every day. I'm going to ask you something, especially you that you try to be faithful. Do you ever forget the love that you experience every day? I say forget. Do you ever overlook that? While we're busy wanting, we won't see God do this, we won't see God do that. What about the love He's showing you today? The love He's showing you right now. The blessings that you have right now, they're of God. The second son, he says, you haven't given me anything, so much as a kid that I could have with my friends. But what did he receive? He was right there with the Father. He probably sat at his table every day. If there's anything that'll make 2018, and I know it, I say that the Lord allows us to live this year. If there's anything that will make this year better, it will be drawing nearer to our Heavenly Father. Not getting further away from Him. Not making plans that push us or drive us further away from the Lord, but plans that will bring us closer to Him. And if we are faithful, if you are that faithful child of God, then seek a greater communication with Him. If you have rebelled against Him, I want to encourage you, there's open arms ready to receive you if you're willing to come to yourself. Look over at James chapter 4. James chapter 4 and verse 8. Draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, and double-minded. As we look forward, I want to encourage you tonight that we need to purify our hearts. It's like we took that old calendar and threw it out. Maybe there's some things that we need to get rid of. Maybe there's some things we need to clean up in our life. Maybe there's some things in our heart that's not right. We need to purify our hearts. And He said, you know, to be single-minded. How long halt ye between two opinions? God is God. Let's serve Him. And draw nigh to God. Oh, I know that's so simple. For a preacher to stand in the pulpit and say, church, we need to draw nigh to God. You say, my goodness, that's so simple. But what if we did? What if we did draw nigh to Him? To draw nigh to God. He's the one. Listen to me. He's the one that offers a blessed life. He is the one that offers peace and offers joy and offers us liberty in Him. He's the one that can clean the old pig stench off of us. He's the one. He's the one that puts the ring on our finger and the robe on our back. Draw nigh to Him. Draw nigh to Him. How do I do that, Brother Brad? Well, prayer is a good place to start. Fall down on our knees before Him. Through the Word of God. Pick it up, study it. Through service to Him. Through gathering with His children so that we can be fed. Draw nigh to Him. Can I ask you something tonight? Is that in your plans? Draw nigh to God, is that in your plans? I know I direct a lot of things toward these young people over here, but boy, I would just love to drive that home. When you're making plans, draw nigh to God. Draw closer to Him. And He has promised, He said, I'll draw nigh to you. You'll draw nigh to me. I look at this prodigal son, and he comes walking back. And Brother Alton, he's played the scenario in his head. This is what I'm going to say when I see my father. You know, I'm no longer worthy to be your son. I just want to be a hired servant. I just want some bread to eat. I don't want to eat out of the hog pen. I don't want to look at the old hogs anymore. I want to sit down at your table. I want something good to eat. I want to be treated well. That's all I want. And as he comes, the old father spots him afar off. And he runs to him. What's he doing? Father's drawing nigh to his son. And he embraces him. He's been feeding hogs. Father don't care. Wraps the arm around him, says, bring a robe, put it on him. Bring the ring and put it on his hand. Shoes, put it on his feet. The poor boy, he's walked out of his shoes. He's at the bottom of the barrel. And Father says, come on back home. Right here. We'll draw nigh to him. If we'll come to ourselves and draw nigh to him, he will draw nigh to us. Look at James 5. Just look down at verse 8 of chapter 5. Be ye also patient. Verse 8. Be ye also patient. Establish your hearts. For the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Be patient. Oh, Brother Brad, I want to see something change. I want to see something better this year. I want to have something exciting. I want to live a life that's meaningful. And I look back and seem like nothing ever changes. Well, listen, be patient and wait on God. Establish your hearts. Establish your heart upon Him. You remember the... was it a nursery rhyme? The Pied Piper. Pied Piper of Hamelin. In that little nursery rhyme, there's a line in there that says, into the street the piper stepped, smiling first a little smile, as if he knew the magic slept in his quiet pipe all the while. As the Pied Piper, he's been betrayed by the city, and you know, they don't want to pay him, and so he says, you know what, I'll take all the little children. He starts playing his pipe, and all the children, they dance behind him, and they follow him, and he leads them children off forever. I thought about the old devil. You know, the Bible said his pipes, his tabrets, were prepared in him. I know it was prepared to worship the Lord, and God prepared those pipes in Lucifer so that he could be an angel to worship him forever, but he betrayed the Lord. And now, listen, he's piping a very beautiful tune. He's making things in this whole world look very good. And there's a lot of people, including a lot of church people, that they are following happily behind him, dancing all the way. Oh, he's playing a beautiful tune. But the piper led him away forever, didn't he? The devil, I tell you what, the old devil, he is smiling at how easy God's children are following him away to the hog pen. Following him down a bad path. Lord says when we return back to the old life, he says it's like a hog returning to the mire. The old devil, he's got a lot of people heading that way. And listen, not only is he leading away God's children many times, there's those that are lost, and he's smiling over the victory he has whenever he convinces a lost sinner to walk away from the saving grace of Christ Jesus. The Lord's coming. He's coming. It says, the Lord's coming draweth nigh. But that's not new, is it? You've heard that before. You've heard that before. Brother Brad, this is the new year. We're supposed to have something new. Listen to me, the Lord's coming. He's drawing nigh. You say, well, I've heard that all my life. But there's one day when all things will be new. There's one day when we're going to see our Savior face to face. Could be this year. Could be tonight. And for us to say, what are we supposed to be doing? Be ready to meet Him. Be prepared to meet Him and welcome His coming. Be faithful doing His work. If you're unsaved tonight, the Lord's coming back. And you need to trust in Christ before you no longer have that opportunity. To be led away forever. To be thrown into a bottomless pit because you failed to trust in Christ. I want to encourage you tonight, trust Jesus. If you're lost, if you're saved, then all your plans, plan to put Christ as the very center. I ask for something.